News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince on hand. What's going to be the last regular Monday for a while as the community campaign is officially winding down this week?
It is officially winding down. We'll leave it open for a couple more weeks just as results come in, but kind of our time to ask. This is kind of my last call for campaign. Any final gifts that you want to make a contribution to our campaign? We have not met our goal yet, so if you'd like to help us in reaching our goal, please do that. You can make a gift through our website. Just go to uwbv.org and click donate. It's very simple. You enter in all your information. You can also send a check to our office. Information and our mailing address is on our website. Or you can call our office for a little bit more information at 979-696-4483. But really, the important part about campaign is what we do with those funds. It's not just raising the money. It's then turning around and investing that money. And right now, we are investing around education, financial stability, and health. Our community impact grants opened a few months ago. They closed. Our committees are reviewing those. Site reviews are taking place right now. So we've got about 30 volunteers going out and doing site visits with about 25, I think, or so different organizations throughout our region, and getting to see does the site visit and what their agency is showing them match with what they said on paper that they're able to do, and how are they really going to be able to create impact, and is it realistic for the amount of money being requested? So it's a couple weeks right now at our office of behind the scenes work that you don't hear a lot about that, but just a quick shout out of thank you to our community volunteers. This is completely volunteer led. Our staff is involved very little. We just kind of provide oversight to the structure. We're not out there making the decisions. Those committees will come back together in about 3 or 4 weeks, make their final recommendations to the Community Impact Committee, which will take them to the board. And then in May is when the board will make their final approval of funding for the next 2 years. So that's a big chunk of where our community campaign dollars go. And it's not just to general education, financial stability, and health. We do have regional bold goals that we're working towards in each of those areas.
As folks have been hearing about over the course of the last, guess we started last August, so we're talking last 7 months now.
Absolutely. So in education, we did a strategic plan started it in October of 2014 and finished it in October of 2015, as kind of saying this is where we want our community to go over the next 5 years. And this is just our opportunity to say, join with us, be a part of this work. If you believe in these things, be a part in helping make them happen. And around education, we want to make sure children are educated, that families have access to education. We want families to be financially stable, being able to make ends meet on basic needs. It's not living extravagantly. It's just living that we can afford our day-to-day things. And then around health, that the community has access to healthcare, that we're using preventative healthcare, not misusing the ER. So we developed a community goals for each, or community outcomes for each of those areas, as well as we have some advocacy and volunteer outcomes. United Way is about giving, advocating, and volunteering. It's one thing for us to invest money, but we also want to use our voice and advocate for a community and system and even national change, as well as we want to engage our community around volunteering. We have a great opportunity for volunteering coming up with Day of Action on June 21st, where we'll be compiling baby bundles. We're doing volunteer stuff in advance, so there's opportunities to host a collection site to gather children's books, young, baby, like think of board books. Early development books and early development toys, because we're trying to make sure that every baby born in the Brazos Valley receives a book before their first year of life. And we're focusing on that because reading is so important to learning. Children learn to read until the third grade, and then they read to learn beyond that. And third grade reading is also very important. But that also leads to high school graduation, which is another area we're working on, making sure that students graduate from high school in 4 years, that they're not taking 5, 6 years or dropping out, that they're staying engaged in school and graduating from high school. We want there to be access to additional things after that, but basic financial stability is not going to be attained if you don't have your basic high school diploma. So that's where we're really working. Around financial stability, we want people to transition out of poverty, that they're able to make ends meet. So there's a lot of work around advocacy with this and understanding living wage in our community, the disparities in income for people who are struggling to make ends meet and living on minimum wage, and how unrealistic a minimum wage lifestyle is in what things actually cost in these days, in our days. And then around health, it's ensuring people have access to medical care so that they're having their medical prevention checkups. We want 70% of the Brazos Valley residents to report seeing a medical provider on an annual basis. If you're seeing a doctor on an annual basis, hopefully they're catching things before they become a bigger issue, as well as you have that relationship. So when you get sick, you go to your doctor, not to the emergency room. And we're helping save money in that way as well. And then preventative health, 50,000 individuals receiving preventative health and safety, I don't even know the word, outreach opportunities. So whether it's through your doctor or through a class in school or something like that around anti-violence, anti-bullying, just healthy behaviors and healthy choices and things like that. So those are our bold goals that we're getting excited about. We're getting movement around. And if you want to get involved in those, that's what investing in United Way financially will do. But it's also where you can put your energy and get involved in one of our committees, serve on our board, serve on a review panel for our community impact grants. It's an awesome opportunity to get involved and make a difference in your community.
Not just adults either.
No, children. We'll work with kids too. We have our youth leadership cabinet. That's our group of high school students that come together, and they do kind of this on a mini scale. Although high school students, a bunch of high school students working together, they're making it not so mini scale anymore. But what I mean by that is they do their own fundraisers, all youth led. They do fundraisers. They do service projects. They learn about community needs. They go out and visit agencies, not for making any decisions on anything, but just simply to know what's going on, so that their world is expanded beyond, this is my high school, these are my classes, these are my extracurricular activities. They're understanding that there's a world bigger than them. There are problems in this world, but as a strong individual, you have a responsibility to serve your community, wherever that community is. Get involved in your community, invest in your community. And so then also they have a mini grant program that they do after they've raised all of their funds. This year they raised just over $13,000, which is amazing. And so they're making their grant funding decisions here in the next couple weeks. Those grant applications are open right now to any nonprofit in the Brazos Valley. They're grants of $500 to $1,000, small grants to help programmatic support and things like that. And those are due back to our office this Thursday. So you can find out more information on that on our website as well. Just scroll all the way to the bottom of our homepage, and there's Youth Leadership Cabinet tab at the bottom that you can hit.
And doesn't necessarily have to impact youth, but perhaps it will.
Yeah, absolutely. So the cabinet is making decisions. They really want to make sure that the funds are being invested around education, financial stability, and health. So if your organization is working in one of those three areas, apply for a mini grant. And the youth are coming together and making those decisions. It's a really neat process to see them get involved and get excited about addressing community needs in their community.
End results the same as the bigger.
Exactly, just on a smaller scale. And we're teaching them, that's part of developing leadership, that we're teaching them, this is what we do on a large scale, and this is what you can do, even though you're just a 16-year-old, quote unquote. And I never believe in just anything, because I believe you can be everything that you want to be. And I think 16-year-olds can change the world just like 35-year-olds can. 65-year-olds, it doesn't matter. It's about using your talents and using your energies to make it a better place.
Again, it all begins by a check at the website, uwbv.org. As always, appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.